Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BT and Sal back on the fan. BT, check this thing out. We got the Pop-Tarts Bowl trophy here with us in studio. They brought it in. And this is the actual one. There's a trophy keeper here that's going to be in this bowl game. I'm actually going to get into the playoffs in college
football. Oh, yeah.
I got to see the schedule here, what's going on. But I like the, you know, there's always the tournament format. It's fun. But this is the Pop-Tarts Bowl postseason matchup between 18-ranked Iowa State and 13-ranked Miami. So you got Cam Ward to look for there. That should be interesting. That's coming up on December 28th in Orlando at Camping World Stadium. And this year, they've taken last year's fan-favorite trophy to the next level by partnering with GE to create the very first functional football-shaped toaster trophy. It's right here in front of us. If you're watching on Twitch, you might be able to see it. I'm going to take pictures with it and all that stuff later. Where are the Pop-Tarts? You're going to get them in
here.
It's
on the other side. There, you can't see because it's obscured, or they're obscured by the trophy. That thing is awesome. I'm going to rip into those Pop-Tarts soon. I love Pop-Tarts.
I used to love Pop-Tarts. Are they strawberry? How about that? An actual toasting, a Pop-Tart toasting trophy. I mean, that's pretty good. They get creative with these trophies. I don't know if there's one that's better than this one, though.
Although, I got to tell you, you know, the handler, forgetting the gentleman's name, they were in here before, but they walked in while we were doing the segment. And where's the white gloves, dude? I mean, your Stanley Cup here. I mean, come on. Show a little class. Let's go.
He was wiping it down, I thought, before. And then you went over and put your meat hooks on it.
I did by accident.
He cleans it up and you go touching it.
I did apologize. It was just very absent-minded because I wanted to really see it. Really maybe the most unique trophy that I've ever seen. That's a bigger than regular size football. And where the laces would be, there's two slots like a real toaster. It's sick. This is a sick trophy.
I used to have my Pop-Tarts untoasted.
Me too.
Yeah, I would just take them right out of the bag and take them to school or whatever, but toasted when you do have them.
Well, they melt a little bit.
Yeah, a little crisp on there.
What's your favorite ones? I like the strawberry and the maple brown.
Not strawberry. Graham cracker brown, maybe. There was one, I think.
Okay. Yeah, blueberry's an old school one. Yeah, it's been around for a while. It's an OG.
I haven't had Pop-Tarts in a while, man.
Dude, I have them all the time here.
Get the white gloves
now. Nice. I have them all the time here. They're in the vending machine.
Really?
Probably 5 years old, but
get some out, pop them in.
Well, I don't have to. We're free. Give it a box.
And then we could say we watched this game and see the trophy being presented afterward, and we could, we made some Pop-Tarts with it.
And the Giants might be Giant fans, you're going to watch this game. You might be watching your future quarterback in Cam Ward, as Sal brought up before. He's playing.
All right, looking forward to that, obviously, coming up this weekend. Actually, next weekend. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Bill is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Bill?
Billy.
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we doing today?
Hi, Bill.
What's up, Bill?
I will say, Homedale, PNC Bank Arena, the Magic of Light. You see Santa Claus within like 20 minutes. Perfect.
Wait, where is that now? Is that where you drive through? Because there's something.
Homedale.
Okay.
Yes.
I did that.
You drive through, and then there's a little part like where you go see Santa and his cookies and write letters. Perfect.
Yeah, we did that. We were in the car we did that a couple of years ago. And it's actually really cool. It was warm enough where I had the sunroof open and the kids, we're obviously going 2 miles an hour. Where they kind of jumped out. Not jumped out, that sounds ridiculous, but we're leaning out of the sunroof and just seeing all the pictures. I forget that it was somewhere near the PNC Art Center, and maybe it was the PNC Art. Where was it exactly?
It's in the parking lot.
It was,
it's like
right?
In that parking lot, you drive around, yeah.
It was perfect. Very cool.
You go see Santa?
Yep.
20 minutes max ever waited.
I got perfect. You. I hear you.
So just to go back to a few callers before and something you said, Sal, about dealing with the now, I like to deal with it now because I think, and I'll go back a little bit. Before Soto signed with the Mets, the Yankees were the best team in the AL. Soto left the Yankees, went to the Mets. The Yankees were still the best team in the AL. Today, we're head and shoulders the best team in the AL. The Mets spent $765 million, but best be the fourth to third best team in the National League. Let's be honest with each other. So we could go with
Well, how do you know that, Soto? How do you know who's going to be the best team in either league on December 18th?
Do you see the future?
Do you see the future? No. Are you a gypsy, a fortune teller? What? How do you know that? I'm curious.
I think at the level heading,
do you have some secret magical power that can see into the future? I'm curious about this, Bill. Can you predict the lottery numbers? How do you know on December 18th, 2024, who is going to be the best team in the American League and National League in 2025? I'm curious.
Well, we're talking about the now. So if you want to talk about the now, we have to go off of paper and the rosters that are constructed right now.
Right, but it's the middle of the offseason.
I hear you, but the...
Let's go off the now, Bill. Do you think right now the New York Yankees lineup is better than it was a year ago?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
100%.
Based on what?
Based on what?
No. You want
well,
to go
those
now?
Are two different things. Forget about the gonna be. So I'm even curious because
today.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The as of today, yes. I think we look at Chisholm, get a full year of him.
Okay.
We're not gonna have Ben Rice be our first baseman.
We're talking about now, though.
Right now, Bill. Right now.
Now, listen, Billy. Hold on, Billy. Yeah. Billy, you're missing the mark. Hold on a sec, Bill. I'm going to help you out. Now, again, everything that we talk about now is a massive projection, unless it's already happened, and now you got to project what's going to happen for the rest of these teams, not just the Yanks and the Mets, the rest of the teams in baseball. When you said that when they lost Soto, they were the best team in the American League, or best, did you say lineup?
He said
when
they had Soto, they were the best team in the American League. They
that
lost Soto, they're still the best team in the American League.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if you're saying that because Fried is amazing and you pair him with Heel and Cole, and the bullpen's going to be on lock. But now you got to get to the lineup, and you got there. And I do think that with Bellinger and with Jazz Chisholm for a full year, and now again, this is kind of piecing it together, growth from the young kids. It's not crazy to say that the lineup would be marginally better top to bottom now, even now without a first baseman, than what they had a year ago. The Yankees trotted out way too many automatic outs. And, you know, it, in a lot of ways, Sal, they get very lucky.
Well, they were a different team. Like, last year when they played the Mets in the Subway Series, wasn't the real Yankees.
Oh, it was J.D. Davis.
Yeah, that's
it
what I'm saying.
So, was that kid who let up?
Jones,
first day outfielder.
What Yankee team are we going off of? You want to go the one that finished in the postseason strong? They don't have Gleyber Torres, and they don't have Juan Soto.
But I'm not going to miss Gleyber. Yeah. Soto's okay, a big gap, just, obviously.
You're not going to miss him, and neither would I. But if we're going off of right now,
yep.
I don't know how anybody looking at it realistically right now. And by the way, it's stupid to look at it right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever. But that's what we do with everything. Like, you know, you almost have to do that because it is only the day that it is. It's December 18th.
Well, no, because we're going to anticipate what changes need to be made. Like, I wouldn't say right now the Mets lineup is better than it was a year ago definitively because they don't have Pete Alonso back. Yeah, they added Juan Soto. And could I make a case saying that, yeah, well, they still added Juan Soto. He's better than Pete Alonso. Sure, yeah. But their lineup needs work, so it's, you can't say right now they're better than what they were.
But Sal, that's why I asked him, did he say lineup or team? Yeah. Lineup is, you know, the pushback's going to be more aggressive, which I obviously get. The team is much more understandable because of the addition of a great starter.
The Yankees better than
sick
the Dodgers?
Closer.
Yankees better than the Dodgers?
No, I'm not going to say they just lost the World Series. Right, I'm worried about the American League right now. You get to the World Series if you get there.
Right.
But, you know, the defense is better because right field's better defensively. Center field's better. I'm talking about now, not what they're going to do.
Yeah.
The center fielder is better defensively. He's a home run hitter who can run, and now your second baseman's better than the second baseman you had a year ago. Now, a glaring hole without Soto, for sure, I think the Yankees team is locked. I've said it from day one. I think that they are in a position that they may have stumbled upon this because they wanted Soto, but their pivot and their plan is clear, and I love it.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue with your calls on the other side, 888-808-1019.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.